sale.
What? They're not supposed to be available yet.
I don't know what to tell you, but they're on sale.
Wait, are you sure they're Star Wars tickets?
No, it's Steel Magnolias 2, even steelier.
The website's frozen. I can't get in.
Yeah, same too. Here.
Guys, they're gonna sell out.
What are we gonna do?
All right, this goes against everything I stand for, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Lord. This is Sheldon Cooper. You're good friends with my mom. I know I've spent my life denying that you exist.
Got him!
Yeah, and I will continue to do so!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Happy you and Amy are back together.
Oh, thank you.
I'm also really happy, but I can't pretend it's for you. New Star Wars in 3 days.
Hey, Thursday can't get here soon enough. I'm taking off work to watch the original trilogy while I eat enough Star Wars cereal to choke a Wookiee.
Sweetie, you do realize Thursday is Amy's birthday.
Yeah, and you do realize I bought my ticket when Amy and I were broken up. I hope you didn't need anything in that case, because it's closed.
You guys just got back together. You might not want to ditch her on her birthday.
I think Penny has a point. We can see it another day.
But someone may spoil the movie. You know, no one can spoil Amy's birthday for me. Surprise, she's even older. Who saw that coming?
Aw, that's nice. Put that on her cake.
Oh, great. This again.
Arthur, what brings you back?
That beats me. I just hope this isn't a sex dream.
In the past, you've come to me when I'm struggling with a dilemma.
And the one time where you were afraid and you needed me for a nightlight. What's troubling you?
Well, my friends are telling me I shouldn't abandon my girlfriend on her birthday to see the new Star Wars movie.
Sounds right. Can I get out of this moo-moo now?
Those are the robes of the Jedi, the guardians of peace and justice in the galaxy.
And they don't wear underwear.
So, you agree with my friends that I should skip the premiere?
Do you love this girl?
Yes. But she knows how important Star Wars is to me.
Well, maybe you should show her how important she is to you.
By seeing the movie she'd want me to see?
Sheldon, you can see this movie whenever you want. But you only have a limited number of days that you can be with this woman. Be with her.
You're right.
Great.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but hopefully somewhere I can wear pants.
Sheldon, what's wrong?
I wanted to let you know I'll be spending your birthday with you.
Okay.
See, I had tickets to the Star Wars premiere that night, but Professor Proton came to me in a dream dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi and convinced me I should be with you.
Obi-what?
I'll let you get back to sleep now. Good night.
Okay, good night. Sheldon, were you actually not going to spend my birthday with me?
It's late. Gotta go back.
Good for Sheldon deciding to stay with Amy on her birthday.
I know. It's still gonna be weird to see the movie without him.
Well, we could wait a couple days and see it together.
Hello.
Hey, we're going to the comic book store. You want to come?
No, I can't. I need to make preparations for Amy's birthday, which leads me to the following bit of business. This is my ticket to Star Wars. I don't have to tell you, it is worth far more than its face value of $15.50. I trust you'll give it to someone worthy.
You got it. Well, Penny might want to join us.
This is my ticket to Star Wars. Penny? Penny? Penny?
What happens if I say come in?
Huh? Find out.
Come in!
Bernadette! Bernadette! Bernadette!
Come in!
Keep it up, I got nowhere else to be.
Just come in!
For future reference, if I want to watch Mean Girls, I'll stream on Netflix.
Sorry, what do you need?
Well, as you know, I'll be celebrating Amy's birthday with her, and I could use your assistance in helping me select the perfect gift.
Sure.
Well, so far, I've come up with three ideas. The first is a chance for her to play the harp with the LA Philharmonic.
Wow, you can really arrange that?
Well, I said a chance. You know, when you tell them it's your birthday at Bennigan's, they make a fuss. I don't see why the Philharmonic would be any different.
How about something a little more realistic?
Well, Amy enjoys knitting her own sweaters, so I was thinking of getting her an all-expense-paid trip to the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival.
Sorry, I was waiting for the bazinga.
Come on, it could be romantic, the two of them away together, keeping each other warm in snowy Wisconsin.
No, she'd be going alone. But if you think I'm afraid of birds, you see me around sheep.
Okay, well, what's the third option?
Wait, that I have coitus with her.
What do you think about giving Sheldon's ticket to Stuart?
I don't know. Have you ever seen a movie with Stuart before?
It's like going with your grandpa. Instead of eating popcorn, he brings little pieces of chicken and Tupperware and a thermos full of soup.
It's not that bad. Hey, Stuart, got any plans Thursday night?
My doctor's worried about my circulation, so I was thinking about walking around the mall. Why?
Well,
hey, you guys.
Don't make sure to wear sensible shoes. Will, want to go to Star Wars Thursday?
Absolutely.
Fine. Take Will. See if he brings you clam chowder.
Okay. Let's just recap our options, right? We've got harp thing, sheep thing,
wild thing.
Which do you think she'd prefer? Because I checked the Sheep and Wool Festival website, and there's only 8,000 tickets left.
Sheldon, being physical with Amy is a huge step for you.
Yeah, are you ready for this?
Intimacy in any form has been challenging for me, but I'd like to show her how important she is, and it feels like now might be the right time.
Sheldon, that's so beautiful.
Then it's settled. Amy's birthday present will be my genitals.